All right, good morning, good morning. It's going to be a busy day for me today, so I decided to go live early in the morning today. But this is the fourth part of the series, Smart Wholesaling versus Old School. Basically, let me share that with you really quickly. Then I'm also going to take this time to answer some questions that came in yesterday from some of my students. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see. But first of all, the first thing you need to know is make sure if you're brand new here, my name is Ola, by the way. Nice to meet you. Make sure you subscribe to this channel and make sure you go after this video to download the free book. MyEmpirePro.com is where the book is at. The name of the book is Empire Lifestyle Secrets. You get to download it absolutely for free. It's a $97 value. It also accompanies a 7-day free course, which is called Smart Business Empire. That's how you're going to learn what it entails to be a smart wholesaler in the digital age. So basically, the fourth here is the new school smart wholesalers understands that this is about building an empire, while the old school wholesaler just want to flip the next deal. So if you ever wonder why most people are struggling, maybe you're one of them. Most people are struggling to build, to not build. They're not trying to build nothing. They're just trying to close a quick deal because they want to be a part of that success stories too. If you ever wonder why that is, it's basically because they're not building anything. And unfortunately, if you're not building, your business is dying or it never existed. If all you're just trying to do is just flip a deal, that's why you're struggling. But when you start to really build a real business, build a real empire, you get luckier. You create more luck for yourself, basically. And that's why you see the gurus are pretty active. It doesn't matter if they're still on a 9 to 5. The fortunes are built after 5. They make it happen. They don't complain. They're not complainers. They don't run from work. Even though I don't, yesterday's part of the series was basically telling you like hard working is not really what you're looking for. What you're looking for is smart work, because most of us human beings in general, we already know how to work hard. So that's not really what you're missing in most cases. Okay. It's very unusual for me to find somebody who is just lazy. However, some people may be lazy in the mind. They may feel like, man, I don't want to learn this new thing. They may be lazy in the mind, hoping to just jump on the next, mindset wise. Whereas the people that are really, really, truly going to win in this business are people that are always willing to stay in the student status. They're always willing to learn. Somehow, some way, that's why here at My Empire Pro, our model is learning, earning, and building empires. Basically, learning must always be, is always a part of the equation for you, okay? So, and sometimes because of technology, things are moving so fast, you basically have to be moving just as fast. And moving just as fast, doesn't mean you have to pick up a book every day. It means it needs to be part of your business model every day. Okay, you need to position yourself in a place where it's a part of the business model every day. So that's the thing, understand that the old school wholesaler is just looking to flip the next deal because the gurus who are, by the way, practicing smart wholesaling because in the first place they are being a guru. That's them building their network, building their brand, and building their list. So they're already smart wholesaling. But most people following the gurus are just listening to what the gurus are saying. So they basically are just they're struggling, okay? Because they're just trying to flip the next deal, whereas the guru is not busy trying to flip the next deal. So just pay attention to what the gurus are doing, not what they say. They're not just looking for the next deal. They are always building a brand. Okay? They're always building a brand. They're always building the list. They're always building their network. And they are always teaching. Okay? When I say teaching, that may scare you, but really it's nothing. It's just me talking to you right now. Okay? It's a when you teach, you learn twice. Does that make sense? So let's go ahead right here and share. Some people asked some questions yesterday, so I want to go ahead and dive into that and answer that here. So I'm going to go with Adrian first. Adrian has been asking question, and he's a He's an awesome student. I like the fact that he keeps asking questions. It's just hard for me to tackle all the questions I get from all the channels. So I'm going to bring some of them here and answer from here. So he goes, how to work, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I'm on the YouTube with the tag, with all the tags, and was trying to make a thumbnail from one I got from Fiverr. YouTube sent a message saying you need to be verified and in good standing. So I can't upload my own thumbnail. Any quick responses? All right. So the answer to this is that you have to verify your YouTube channel. That's very, very true. And really what it takes is that you have to enter your phone number, they have to text you a code, and then it's verified. Basically, at the place where it says you have to be verified, there's usually a link right there. Okay, there's a link right there that says that points you to where you need to get it verified. Okay, so but let me see if it's something I can pretty quickly go through. I'm not sure if it's something I can quickly go through, but let me try. Okay, let me just try to see if I can point you in the right direction here. All right, so we're here on the browser. So if we go to YouTube, all right, let me go to YouTube. And this is me live right now. If you go to YouTube, you go to your Creator Studio. Okay, you go to Creator Studio. So I clicked on this. Again, you have to be doing this not on a phone. You have to have a go get $150 by a laptop if you don't have one. Or you could go to the library to verify your account. If you need to do that, then that's what you need to do. Here under channel, I think, under channel. And you will see if it's not verified or not. All of this will not be enabled. Okay, so I don't have 4,000 hours or something like that. That's why this is not. You will see basically how to verify your account somewhere here. You see where it says you have to. Actually, you can't. Probably right now, you still can't upload over 15 minutes either. So it's around here that you will see how to verify. But what I'm going to tell you, every time you have a technical question, a quick technical question right now, the best way to do is just go right into YouTube and say how to verify before, see your YouTube account. This is the fastest way for you to get answers. Okay? You'll see the ton of videos answering that question. Okay? So that would be a quick answer to your question, my friend Adrian. All right, so I cover a lot of fundamentals, a lot of the li nip nip in the butt little details like this. You can easily YouTube fast that question and you'll get a ton of answers on that. Plus you will learn more, you know. So here I have another question for my brother, being that I don't have my own site yet with without a capture page, should I continue to send out videos? Yes, start building your brand. Okay? Start building your brand. Remember, you're learning, earning, and building empires. Start building your brand as you go. There's a lot of YouTube channels out there with no call to action, and they start building massive brand. But the good news is that you're learning as you go, so you're gonna get to that point. And by the way, you would have had some equity, some brand equity in the marketplace. And then once you have your capture page together, which by the way, with the new system, you'll be able to have a capture page with one click. Okay, so you just wait a few days for that. So yes, keep going. Okay, just keep going. Don't anything you know how to do right now, start doing it. Okay, take 30 minutes a day to execute. Start doing it. Start putting up videos. I got the thumbnail done, but need you to answer this last question. Okay, I think I answered the question. Yes. All right, so let's go on to Jose here. This person says, so now let's say, so how do we do the wholesaling the new way as opposed to old way? You got to be building the brand, building the list, building your network. Okay, that's how you got to do it. That's a leveled playing field right now for anyone who is willing to stay a student. It's a leveled playing field. You can learn how to do that. But again, you can always go to myempirepro.com, download the free book, and start learning from there. All right, Jose, he is one of our students here. He has a long question, so let me see if I can dive in through. I already answered here, and he says he sees me live. Good. So I'm going to take some time through his question here right now. So it says, "Hola, since I am also creating video content for real estate wholesaling, I may be getting the same result for keywords when using Samurai. Samurai is a keyword research, market research tool. So first of all, before I go further, most wholesalers, they're just trying to build a business and they haven't really done market research. They don't know what the market wants. They don't even care what the market wants, and they wonder why they're not finding any deals. Well, chances are you are focused on old school way of building your business. You don't know what the market wants right now, so that's why you're struggling. But yeah, this is a tool that we use. It's an optional tool, okay? But it makes your life easier. But once you, if you're brand new here, then definitely just go through the book. That's the first step. First thing first, okay? If you search for Samurai Ola on YouTube, let me make sure. I don't think I've switched my screens back. Okay, I think I did, right? Okay, I did. All right, so I didn't switch my screen back yet. But let me just use it real quick. If you go here and you click Ola Market Samurai, if you do that, Ola Market Samurai, yep, I have a video right here. It comes right up. You can learn some more about, you know, competitor analysis. So again, a lot of old school wholesalers, they don't know that we actually analyze competition. So this is a good one to look at, my friend. Okay. Jose, this is probably a quick answer to your question right here, because I think you're talking about competition in that. Okay. So right there, that's a good one to go watch. Okay. But let me go ahead and answer your full question. I'm going to switch over and we're going to go back here. All right. Awesome. So, as you, Samurai, when I see your training videos, I, of course, I'm doing my own research. Yes, you should always do your own research, because the time that I'm doing the research, the market is always shifting, right? Which is why a lot of people are failing, because they're trying to do things the way it was done in 2005, right? They're trying to do direct mailing. They try to do door knocking. They're trying to do driving for dollars, because the guru says so. Whereas the guru is saying so through a different marketing medium, right? To make a long story short, when trying to reach the ranks of SEO and also YouTube, I am assuming I could be writing content on same and close to the same keywords. Well, that's why we do competition analysis as well. Okay, so again, that video would answer your question. As someone else, yeah, close to the same keywords as someone else. Well, yeah, of course, as someone else, okay, but it doesn't matter. You get yours. Okay, you will get yours. You don't ever have to worry about that. So I'm going to go here into YouTube again. Okay. And for example, so we target real estate wholesalers. The reason why we target real estate wholesalers is because most of them need to be buyers or buyer creators for this marketplace. Okay, most of them are trying to create more sellers. And that's not the problem of the marketplace right now. If you've done your research, you will know that the market is missing out on buyers. There's a lot of deals in the marketplace that can cash flow double digits, but everyone is trying to flip it quick for 20 grand. Whereas the only way for you to expose yourself to the 20 grand, to increase your chances of exposure, is to actually be doing business as you go. And also partake in some for sure equity type of deals, right? You build equity with tenant money, with rental income properties, right? As long as they're cash flowing, considering you've done your math properly, you also do how to break down your numbers properly, okay? Because a lot of people go buy deals without paying attention to all the 17 numbers that they need to look at, right? So for example, if I, just to explain what I'm saying about real estate wholesaling, right? If I search for real estate wholesaling here, of course, a ton of videos shows up. But all these videos, guess what? They all have views, okay? The top 2-3 have 36, 22-271, right? This is search engine optimization right here. All of these are showing up here because they're optimized, and basically, I'm also showing on here, right? I'm showing, yesterday's is showing on here, right? But it's also showing because of other factors, because it's also my video. If you watch my video a lot, I will show up a lot more for you. So there are many factors, not just the fact that you optimize. If you shoot videos all the time, which is why I say consistency is actually the number one key here, right? If you shoot videos all the time, you show up more. This gentleman here has only 39 videos and he's showing up. with 28,000 subscribers. You know why? Because he has other influences from other channels like Bigger Pocket. So you may look at him and say, hey, Ola has 400 videos, but he has 39. That's because he has other influences. Okay. Bottom line is that he has a resource that I haven't yet tapped into yet, right? But I have a resource that he doesn't have. I can shoot videos all the time. I have enough content. I can shoot videos every day. And either way, we're all going to win together. Like, you get yours, okay? So there are a zillion different factors. You don't want to worry about all zillion different factors. You just want to worry about the one you can control. So chances are, if you're getting started, you can control learning and earning and building your empires by one content, piece of content at a time. Then you build your brand as a byproduct, and then more deals shows up as a byproduct, and obviously more money shows up as byproduct, right? That's how it works, guys. All right. So you see, all those videos get their own fair share. This 18K right here, their own good, even though, yes, the same keyword. So if I go and I click into my video, let me click into my video right here, right? If I click into my video right here, this is the video ID. Yes, they only has 23 views so far, but the views will continue to increase because people continue to search, right? So that's basically what I'm tapping into, right? One day I'm going to be on a bigger platform, right? I will solicit for it. They will see that I have content, and then they will put me on. Usually they won't put you on if you don't have content, if you don't show that you're a market leader already, right? And then a bunch of people from all those bigger channels will come here and they start watching every video. And then you still get views anyway because these videos live on for life. That's what I mean when I say creating living connection. Okay. Even though the videos were shot long before that. Okay. So if you go here, there's also this traffic source on the side right here. It's called suggested videos. Not only do if someone is watching your video right now, YouTube will suggest more of your videos on the right-hand side as well too, especially if it's related to that. If you're watching part three, chances are you want to see part one, right? And then I use the same thumbnail theme all the time so people can recognize that it's a video from the same channel from a visual standpoint. You don't have to read my name before they see that, okay? And then it continues to increase, okay? So again, that's just answering your questions as we go here. To make a long story short, when trying to reach over, I'm assuming I could be writing content on the same and close to the same keywords as someone else. My content would be different and somewhat different, of course, but if a lot of people did the same thing, see, the key thing is that they're not going to do the same thing. You could be targeting the same audience, but you're not going to do the same thing. It's just impossible. We're just too unique as a creature, okay, to be doing the same thing, okay? We can target the same keywords, we can target the same audience, but yours, you will get yours, okay? And I guarantee you, an average person is not gonna do the work you're doing already. An average person is gonna chase after the deals, and of course, we fail as usual, because an average person fails. 99% of wholesaling market are not making money, okay? So don't think everyone is doing this. Think about millions of people that are not doing it, and then think about it compared to the few people that are doing it. There's only so many channels you can really see, you know, on this topic on YouTube. It's not that many, okay? If you count the consistent ones, you can't find 100. If you count the consistent ones, okay? So the market is really wide open for anyone at any point in time because the cream always rises to the top. How can we all rank high? You don't have to rank high. You just have to be positioned, okay? You will rank high on some keywords if you're consistent enough, but you don't have to rank high. You just have to be visible, okay? This is a misconception here that you have to rank high. You can rank as obviously the higher you rank, the more visible you are, but you have to be visible is really the key. And the one thing you can control is not ranking high instantly. The one thing you can control is your consistency. Also, another question, I know we use links, websites, blogs that can contain information on of the area or areas we invest in. This helps us to obtain buyers and sellers. So I'm thinking if we create content in both written and video formats that say we invest in certain areas, this would separate us from everyone else. Yeah, you could do that. You again, that's a test. You could test it and see if it works out for you. But again, I will find a balance between worry about too many details and consistency. You got to find the balance, the sweet spot for you, and that's what's going to make you win. There's a sweet spot between consistency, that means speed, and being too detailed. See, I'm the too detailed guy because I'm an engineer by trade from original training, right? So I had to release my too detailed energy. I have to release that and stop worrying about that. Basically, for anyone to find us, they would have to search for these areas. Yeah, but it'd be too small for audience. I really wouldn't worry about that. We're in the virtual real estate world, virtual real estate wholesaling world right now. You could do business anywhere you want as long as you have a network of people in that area, which is the new thing, that the new system we're working, so you can have a network across the nation. As a matter of fact, across the world, okay? So you don't want to worry about too local because you will have too small of an audience, okay? And that's the first time I'm actually saying this, okay? So pay attention to what I just said right there. Don't worry about too local. Just target your market. The whole United States is yours. As a matter of fact, the whole world is yours as we go along here, okay? Because you're going to have a big network of people that you can literally send an email and people will literally call you back if you need to do business anywhere locally, okay? And Google would point to my content, right? Yeah. Again, it's a balance. It's always sweet spot. It's always in the balance. It's a balance between an extreme of both ends, okay? We would give to write and do videos and create titles and speak to the areas where we're to get recognized. No, recognition comes from consistency. Okay, learn the skill set, learn the fundamentals, and be consistent. And then as you learn new things, you implement more. Okay, and my answer to him originally was, even if you copy word for word, it will still be unique, and the algorithm factors in watch time all unique. You will attract a whole new type of people with your unique stories and perspectives. So that's what I have for you guys real quick. I just wanted to really do that really quickly because I know I'm going to be busy for the rest of the day. So at least if you come here, you can always see the video. Don't forget, go right to this page right here. All right, let me share that. All right. Make sure you go to myempirepro.com if you're brand new here. Download your book for free, myempirepro.com. And be sure to subscribe to this channel. Give me a thumbs up if anything I made said so far made any sense to you. Give me a thumbs up and share this video with the people you love that are in real estate wholesaling. If you can't think of anyone, just basically just share it to your social media anyway. The right people will grab it from there. And if you have any questions, thoughts, questions, contributions, drop it in the comment box below, and hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one, and peace.